Messiah Radio. IPEC is coming at you tonight from her own crib, wherever you may roam. I have a special show. It's going to be dedicated to frontman, legendary musician Max Cavalera.
This is like an import from Brazil. The man from Brazil, he bring us the metal from South America, and he came. He conquered with all the bandas, and now he's back with the brother Igors behind the drums, and he's doing a Cavalera conspiracy. So tonight, Miss Wicca, I'm going to take it away with this interview. Tell him about the interviews. You did an interviews.
Yes, I went up to the show down the street from a local club called Shithole Culture Room, and I went up to their bus, and I had a great interview with Max face-to-face. And I had exclusive shit that he had never revealed to anyone else but me the first time, which you will hear in two-part interview tonight. So make sure don't fucking go anywhere and stick around. Also, I will play a lot of music from his past, present, and maybe future, because Max is not concerned about the past anymore. He's moving forward like a fucking crazy train. He's busy, busy, busy.
Let's do it, Miss Wicca. Press the button.
Wait. All right, motherfuckers. You are listening to IPEC's Witching Hour. Tonight, we have a very special guest, a legendary frontman, Max Cavalera. Cavalera Conspiracy on tour to support their new album, Blunt Force Trauma. How you doing, Max?
Good, thank you.
How's the tour going?
It's going great. This is still the first week.
Uh-huh.
So we're still getting the rust out of the way.
Okay.
But it's been really cool. I love the show itself. It's really long, and we play a lot of songs.
And the reaction is good?
It's been really good. Yeah, especially for the new stuff.
Right. I heard a couple tracks. Killer.
I Speak Hate is
okay.
Coming on great. People are singing along.
Right.
Great. And Warlord opens the show. Killing Inside. Also, a lot of people sing that one.
Right.
And then there's the trash ones, the fast one, Torture.
And you play anything from Thrasher. Soulfly or?
Nah. Mostly it's Cavalera stuff. We're adding a Nail Bomb.
Anything Sepultura songs?
But a couple Sepultura. We do Arise, which is a favorite.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite.
We Dead Embryonic Cells, and we do Roots.
Right.
Refuse.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
It's a good combination.
It's going to be a great kick-ass show tonight. I can feel it. How do you know the difference when you write materials for Conspiracy versus Soulfly? What's the difference? How do you differentiate?
Mostly, Cavalera is more direct and shorter. Songs are shorter, too.
Okay.
And it's more made for Igor kind of
drum. Right. More into your face.
In the style of the Igor drums.
Igor drums, right?
When I write the riff, I'm already have in mind the kind of drum Igor going to put on. So I based on that.
So how does it feel now? You're playing with your brother, Igor, and being reunited. Does it feel good?
Oh, yeah. Great.
You get along good?
Great.
And he loves the music and the band?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And we get along great. We talk a lot. We exchange music ideas. We made the intro for this tour. We actually got it from the band Battery.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we got it. There was one of the intros of one of the records that sounded really killer. It sounded like Apocalypse. Take horses.
Shit.
And it sounded great. Igor played for me, and I was like, yeah, let's use that, man.
Okay.
That would be a cool intro for the show.
That's awesome.
So people here, it's actually better.
So you're going back to your old roots again, right?
Of course.
With the Conspiracy. So
yeah.
It's got to be a great feeling. Now, you also finished a new Soulfly new album.
Yeah.
And
When is that going to be out?
That's, I think, come out February.
February?
February, yeah. We are, it's totally recorded.
Right.
It's finished. And I got two new members in the band. I got Dave for drums.
Right.
He used to be in Barknagar.
Right.
A black metal band.
Okay. And Marco's still in the band?
Marco's doing the guitars.
Right.
And Tony Campo is on bass.
Oh, okay.
From Assassino.
Yes.
And Prong and Ministry.
Yes, great bass player.
So we have a really good...
good lineup.
Good lineup. And we made a real strong record.
I really
like... It's a lot of people that heard it says it's a complete facelift on Soulfly.
Facelift on the Soulfly.
Yeah, it's like completely rejuvenated, new blood, new sound of it.
New evolution.
Yeah, and I think it's more death metal, actually.
Death metal more?
Yeah.
So you're not going to do a lot of motherfucker.
A lot of double bass.
Right?
A lot of double bass.
A lot of
some blast beats.
Blast beats,
from the new drummer. Because the new drummer is extreme.
He plays. Maybe a little bit more black metal.
It's extreme, metal.
Extreme metal.
He plays extreme drumming. So
awesome.
We add that to Soulfly. So it's really cool.
Okay.
Maybe I was going to be really excited.
Okay. And there's no single release that we can hear? Any track?
Not yet. We're gonna mix
gonna
it
wait,
in November.
Right?
Yeah.
You're gonna wait till November. Awesome. Maybe
we
a Christmas.
We still got one guest. We're gonna have two guests on the record. One song was done with Des from Devil Driver. The other song is with Adam from Oceano.
Oh, okay.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's some of my favorite new bands are Oceano.
Awesome.
Really like them a lot.
Well, we look forward to that new Soulfly. Your sons are in the band. And they were going to open up for your tour.
Yeah.
What happened?
They decided they wanted to redo, make a new band.
Oh, really?
They were not really too happy about the way the music was going with that band.
Uh-huh.
It broke the band, and they're going to start a new band.
They're going to reform a new band.
They're going to form a new group.
Do you know what type of music they're going to be doing?
Probably going to be metal.
In metal?
Metal again, yeah.
Do they tour with you on the bus when you're touring?
No. When they did some shows a couple months ago,
uh-huh.
And they had they actually drove my van,
okay.
My car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my Suburban. I let them have my Suburban for
how cool is
for
that?
The tour.
How cool is that to have a fucking father? It's legendary. Now, Max, you've been doing this for a fucking long time. How do you want to be remembered? How do you want your legacy to be remembered by metal fans?
I don't know. I don't think too much about that. You know, it's like, to me, there's always something to do. I'm always busy.
You're always busy?
I look more to the future.
The future than remembering the past.
The past, yeah. So whatever people want to remember me for, it's cool.
I have an idea for Big Four, and I want to hear about your Big Four choices, such as I will pick King Diamond, Judas Priest, of course, Sepultura with Max, and Black Sabbath. What is your Big Four choices would be if you had to pick?
That sounded pretty good. You know, I probably would would have been cool maybe like Nail Bomb, you know.
Wow.
Reformed Nail Bomb.
Reformed, yeah. That would be cool.
Maybe more extreme, maybe with Morbid Angel.
Okay.
Carcass,
that would be great.
And Entombed.
Right? Entombed. Wow.
Yeah, that would have been a great show.
Because I'm done. I'm tired with Metallica, Megadeth. I'm, you know what I mean? It's saturated. I want to hear different stuff.
New ideas,
you know, please. So now you just mentioned Open the Can of Worms as far as Morbid Angel. How'd you feel about their new phenomenal, all this big conspiracy? You know, they're saying they pissed off the fans by putting out the shitty album, you know, industrial, you know. Fans are upset, pissed off.
Yeah, I haven't heard the records.
Not at all?
I haven't yet, no.
They have, like, a couple industrial. They start, it was, like, almost
metal. My brother is going to put it on the...
I liked it.
On my iPod for me.
Yeah,
I hope
it
I
was
can.
One tune, you know, Killer
but
Cop.
But I heard a whole lot of controversy.
Controversy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But when I talked to interview the Dave Vincent, he also did a vocal for you, right?
Yeah, on Blood, Fire, War, Hate.
Exactly. And so he said, we don't care. We don't care what the fans or other, we don't cater. We write what we want. And I agree with him because evolution for bands are very important. You don't want to put out the same album year after year.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
I agree to a certain extent. I think, sometimes if you want to change them a lot, maybe is why side projects are good. If you
exactly.
want to show a
I
different
think that's
side.
That's what they should have done, right?
Maybe that would be
That's what it would have been better.
Better.
And
keep,
they stick with your old roots.
They stick with your roots with your fans, you know. I mean, I do experimental stuff, with Soulfly, but, you know, if I want to do something like a project, I'll probably
right.
do like I'm doing with Greg now.
You will title it different under
we'll put a different name, you know,
because,
you know,
you don't mix
in
it,
the
right?
end of the day, you know, the fans, they love you
yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
the way you are. And
you're confusing,
and you wanna...
you're confusing the fans. What the fuck, what is your direction?
Right.
So you would never do that with Cavalera nor Soulfly.
No, if I would do, I'd probably do it under a project. You know,
okay.
I'll make a different band and put a different name on it.
So you're so busy all the time. You're doing all these projects. Do you find time to do other stuff, going movies, family? And do you listen other music other than metal, you know, just to relax?
Yeah, I do. I try to find some time for family stuff when I'm at home, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because you're a very family man.
I enjoy it. You know, we have a cool family life at home. I got two kids.
Right.
They got bands. I support
right.
the band. And
you help
and,
them out?
I help them out. I show them. I show the little one how to write riffs and, you know, how to make songs.
Do they ever come to you and say, Daddy, what do you think of this riff? Do you think it's gay? Do you think it should be...
Yeah, they call me up when they're practicing to check right. it out, and I listen to it, and I give them... I say, oh, this is cool, oh, that's not so good, you know, and you know.
Do you give your opinion as a fan or as a father?
As a fan, more as a fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because as a father, you'll probably say, this sucks.
Yeah, yeah, as a fan.
What is the plans? How long are you going to be supporting this album? I know it's been released for a while,
yep.
since March. How long are you going to be supporting doing tours?
This is probably the last part
oh, really?
Of it. Yeah,
this is the second one?
We're pretty much
second
done. Yeah, this is the second time we're here in the U.S.
Europe, right?
We've been to Europe twice.
Twice, okay.
We've been to Brazil twice, which was
okay.
good for this record.
Exactly.
Won a festival, and we went open for Iron Maiden in São Paulo, which was really cool.
It was good, right?
Really good, and so we've been on the road with this album a lot, and now we're going to wrap this up. We're going to go to Canada, and then we finish up in East Coast, New York, and then I have 5 Soulfly shows in Brazil.
Oh, okay.
In December.
Just the Soulfly?
Just Soulfly,
what if,
yeah.
What if the promoters want to book both bands same time?
I would probably do it,
you
know.
Do it?
Yeah, I do. I've done it before.
And you'll use the same band members except maybe... Different drummer.
Couple different guys.
Couple guys, right?
But I've done it before. I don't like that much.
Right.
I would not like a whole tour.
It's
because it's just kind of hard to yeah,
stressful,
it's kind of hard
right?
to divide the energy for both shows.
You will lose your vocals.
Probably.
I mean, 3 hours nonstop.
3 hours of that kind
yeah.
of screaming every day. It's
right?
kind of tough. Probably need a couple days off.
And maybe you will need to wear a wig or something to look different in a one bit.
Right.
What the hell is the same guy is singing for?
Yeah,
the same
yeah.
Band?
You know, so if I prefer separate. So that's
right.
what I like. Yeah, I'm on tour now with Cavalera, and then I go to Brazil with Soulfly. Next year, I'm going to release a Soulfly new album, and it's also 15 years of Soulfly.
Wow, I can't believe that's been so long.
Yeah, it's 15 years, so it's a great date. It's a big date, and we're going to prepare some special for that tour.
Okay, guys, tonight I'm going to do a Slayer tonight because, you know, Max Cavalera and every band he ever done, whatever his Sepultura and their band, Soulfly, Cavalera, Conspiracy, etc., he always done a cover to tribute the people he loved. So I love a Slayers. And a Slayer and Max Cavalera have a relationship they toured before with the Soulfly. They play many festivals, etc., etc. So it makes sense. You know, we do a heavy song tonight. I wanted to do an 80s pop song, but I think that one of the fans would have been upset because they don't like, the fans do not like this. Bang, 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 bang. That is a De Lombardo hitting a drum. Bang, 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 bang. That's my guitar. Bang, 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 bang. A Gary King, a Jeff Hanneman got bit by a spider and he's recovering right now. So right now they have a guy Exodus, he's feeling his name Garrett Holtz and a Cannibal Car. bang dang 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 bang dang 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 bang dang 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 bang dang 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 bang dang 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 bang dang 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 dang. Okay, hey, this song might be too fast for me, so if I fuck it up, guys, fuck you guys, because I'm a fucking cantante, el cantante. Bang dang 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 bang dang 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 dang. Start them paratories. I love nice objects, hell eyes. Awaiting reprisals. That will be the aqua flash, huh? Sky is turning rest. Return to power draw sneers. Sky is falling to me. Sky is losing tears. Polish the rules made of stone. Who made the rule of stone? Was that Moses than commandments made of stone? The lyrics are very rich. Bang dang 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 bang dang 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 dang. Three from below. Souls of my treacherous past. I don't even know what the word means. Betrayed by men and ornaments tripping above ornaments. Bang dang 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 bang dang dang bang. Ornaments like a Christmas ornament. You get a hallmark. Well, the hours reprisals. Your time sleep away. Bang dang bang dang bang dang bang dang bang dang. I'm gonna keep saying bang dang. Bang dang 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 dang. Guys, you love Slayer? They're part of the Big Four. I love the Big Four, but I don't care too much for Anthrax, so maybe they should be the Big Three. Why don't we move Sepultura up there, the originales, not the cover band. They're one of the four. Anthrax is like number five honorable mention. Raining blood for my Lazarus sky. Bleeding horrors. Creating my structure, Nasha Raining Blood. It says Nasha Raining Blood. And this song was written by Jeff Hanneman and Kerry King. Now look, guys, this is a Kerry King solo. He plays this solo on every song. That's why I love Kerry King. You know, Kerry King knows one solo, and he played it on like fucking 10 albums. You know, everybody said that Kerry King is a good guitarist, but he only knows the one solo. Because if he mess up the solo, you're never gonna know, because it's the same fucking solo. He just grab a note and he stick with it. But we love it. Bang dang. This was released by Jeff Jam Records, Daffy Jam Records, and it was released in 1986 on Random Blood Out.
All right, Metal Messiah Radio. You are on IPEC Switching Hour, listening IPEC and Pedro. Tributing the show to Max Cavalera and Cavalera Conspiracy, new album, Blunt Force Trauma. You also heard the interview, part one with Max.
It is like a good interviews, guys. You guys like the interviews? It is like you talk to this guy and the boss. Was he eating a lot of stuff? Did he have anything to eat? Did they give you a drink?
Pedro was too busy, you know, eating some burritos and tacos in the back of the bus. So he missed most of the
interview. I was in the backstage bathroom.
Yeah, I know. Taking a shit. I had to go down to a local dive. It's called Stupid Fucking Shithole Culture Room, where Cavalera Conspiracy was playing. And I went up to bus, and we did the interview, and I met up with his family and his wife, which was great. And Max was completely honest and very, you know, straightforward with his interview, which pleased me a lot. So there's no bullshit in this interview.
Yes, they're doing a tour right now, guys. So if you haven't catch them, I think it's going to November. You go to the west side, like a Facebook or something, on the Roadrunners, because they're on the records, Roadrunners. You go Cabalera Conspiracies. I don't know what the conspiracy is, but you can go see them at the show, and they play Sepultura songs. You guys are going to love it. Check it out, guys.
And he's also very happy to be reunited with his brother, Igor, and playing drums on his new album. He is very ecstatic. I think it's a great thing, playing with his brother again. All right, you also heard the Slayer, Rain in Blood with Pedro, another...
It is one of my best covers I ever done, and I did it for you guys because I love everybody. Metal Messiah Radio.
I know.
You're my best friend. I have no friend except for Metal Messiah Radio.
And there's some goats and chickens in the backyard, right?
chicken. I love
and
the
your
pollo.
Lawnmower is
pollo
your
tropical best. Chickens on the grid.
All right.
Let's do
we'll be
more
right
stuff.
Back. Listening IPEC Switching Hour and Pedro as well.
Don't call people motherfuckers. They have feelings too. They might get upset.
They are my motherfuckers. The first song you heard, Sweet Dreams by Wicked Witch. And we covered a cover of the cover. You figure that
out. It is a cover of covers, you know, because a lot of times you don't see a cover of the covers.
Well, maybe I didn't like the original, and I like the cover song, so I covered the cover. How's that sound? All right. You can figure that out.
You got a new cover on the new album, Fight the Blast.
And yeah, I wasn't gonna cover the Eurythmics.
Can you put a clip or call the teaser trailers for the Wicked Wish album? Right. You should tell people about it. They don't know.
We just released the trailer of our new upcoming album, The Ultimate Deception. There are like 3 songs that we took some parts. And me singing in there, so with the artwork. So go on YouTube and just type Wicked Witch. And I think it's good.
It's coming soon. When are you going to come? It's coming, right?
It's coming.
I'm combing my pants right now.
Yeah, and it's a couple months. We're just still working on details of releasing maybe one song on iTunes. And now we'll try to work on the other details, the insert, the album.
It is crazy.
So it's a lot of fucking work, guys. You know, if you think releasing an album yourselves is easy, and you have to advertise, promote, radio, then you have to do some kind of magazine promotions, the videos.
Got to do a lot of promotion.
A lot of promotion. That means you have to have some fucking serious money to do it.
You gotta rob a 7-Eleven.
So, no, we're not robbing no fucking bank. All right, stick around. More interview on the way with more Cavalera Conspiracy. Now, what should we expect from the new album of the Soulfly? It's still gonna be like those Brazilian drums and tribal drums.
There's a little bit of that. I brought the berimbau back. I play in one song.
A lot of flamingos.
Mark did one really good one. It's from a song about. We wrote a song about Pablo Escobar, the big drug dealer of Colombia.
Oh my goodness!
And it's sing half in Portuguese. I do the Portuguese part, and Tony sings in Spanish like he does in Assassino, with the Assassino voice. And then Mark add flamenco guitar on top of it, and it's really great. It's really cool. And then the rest is more extreme.
Really?
Like I said, it's more death metal sounding, black metal sounding.
Are you gonna growl?
There's a couple lower voice, lower vocals on this record. Yeah.
I can't wait. Thanks for discovering Mark Rizzo.
Yeah, Mark is amazing.
I love it. I love his melodic stuff, and I interviewed him 6 months ago. So I'm so glad that he plays for you for Soulfly and the Cavalera. Now, what do you think the music business is heading right now as we are suffering for free downloads? Nobody's buying albums, you know, and as you know, the CDs nowadays is a trophy rather than your asset, your merchandise.
Right. It's tough, you know. I think, I don't know, I think sometimes what a lot of people out there getting free music, what they don't realize that they're actually hurting
the bands.
Their bands without knowing even, you know, and that sucks. And if I want a band to continue, if I'm a fan of a band, I like to help the band continue.
Especially underground. Metal's still not a mainstream.
Yeah,
this kind of music.
So it sucks that, you know, at one hand you think, oh, I'm getting all this free music. That's so great.
Right.
But it's in the end of the day, it's not so great because maybe the band that you like not going to continue.
Not going to continue. They're not going to be able to survive, right?
They're going to break up and you're not going to get any music.
Do you see any resolution or cure? Like maybe put a chip in a CD so they won't be able to download.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like they did on.
I'm not really into technology. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a cell phone. I don't have a computer.
Oh really?
People call me caveman.
Well, you look like one.
Yeah. You know, I don't have a computer. I don't have cell phone.
You're lucky.
Finally switched from CD to iPod. But
iPod?
I still carry
CD
player.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
I still play CDs in my car.
I love CDs. I love cassettes even.
Well,
cassette
Max, you know that the quality is not the same.
Yeah.
When you download, MP3s does not equal when you actual CD, you put it in.
Yeah.
You can hear
the production, the mastering is totally, completely, is like down.
Compressed.
You know, it compressed.
Yeah,
exactly. Compressed. So I know. Now, where did you record the last album for the Conspiracy?
Last Conspiracy album was done in L.A.
Okay.
Logan.
Logan. Yeah. And who produced it?
I produce.
Oh, you produce yourself?
Co-produce with Logan.
With the Logan, right? Mm-hmm. And are you going to go back there again? Are you happy with it? Or?
Yeah, the last Soulfly, I did it with Zeus.
Okay.
He's a really great producer that did Shadows Fall.
Yes.
Hatebreed.
Crowbar.
He did a newer band that I like Oceano.
Yeah, Oceano.
And Whitechapel.
Yeah. Yes.
The newer, deathcore, stuff.
He's like a new young Scott Burns.
It is.
Right?
It's a lot like him. And,
yeah.
And I got along great with him, and we made an awesome record together.
Uh-huh.
And I like working with people like that. So
exactly.
Although it was great, I did three records with Logan.
Very dimensional.
It was time to try somebody new,
right?
Zeus was perfect.
What do you think of the touring U.S. versus Europe? I always liked the Europe better for some reason. The fans are much loyal. They're not like a wishy-washy, like a flavor of the month. They stick with you all 3 years. They treasure the tickets. They want to keep it like a treasure. But of course, America, bigger, more fans. So, how do you feel?
I like both.
For different reasons, right?
I like Europe for the. I like festivals a lot. So we do a lot of festivals.
Right.
And you get to play with a lot of your friends. That's
exactly
always,
with the other bands that you never
cool,
you haven't seen for a while.
We just did a festival with Entombed and
uh-huh.
DRI and
look at that.
Danzig.
You see, you'll never see that in America.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen like that.
So on that part is better there, And the U.S. This tour has been great. We're having a lot of fun. The fans are awesome. Are showing up in good numbers, and we have really good a really good time on the stage.
And good relationship with the other bands as well.
Yeah.
How do you pick who's going to be guest on your album? Like, if I want to be a guest on your next album.
The guest is that kind of a combination of people that I know sometimes, and then people that I like.
Right.
I listen to, for example, on the new Soulfly, Oceano was somebody that I like, and I don't know Adam personally. I never met him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just like the music?
I just like the music, and I knew that Zeus had worked with him, so I got in contact with him through Zeus, and that's from Devil Driver. He's an old friend.
Okay.
So I knew him for many, many years, so it was really cool to ask him to work on the record. He was very excited to be part of the record. So that's more or less how it goes on all the other collaboration I did. And I did a lot. I did, Tom Araya and Corey from Slipknot, Chino from Deftones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even Sean Lennon and people like that.
A lot. What's the kind of music you listen? What other bands that you like, metal? The new bands, old bands?
Of the new bands, I like Whitechapel, Oceano,
mm-hmm.
Chariot.
Okay. You like Black Dahlia Murder?
Trap Them. I like them, yeah.
European?
European. I like, I still like the old classics like Creator, Destruction.
Of course.
I love those bands.
Sodom.
Yeah. I like... A Triptychon, which
is
Celtic Frost,
new band.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
I like that. Entombed,
I
love them.
You like them, right?
All those bands, yeah.
Do you like black metal?
Some.
Some, right?
Some, yeah.
Is there any movies that you're gonna get involved, Lars Ulrich doing the movies now?
No, I'm
maybe?
Not that much. No. I'm just
music
for now. Yeah, music. Okay. From time to time, some music things coming up and maybe video games, but mostly music.
Awesome. Well, I don't want to waste too much of your time because I know you have a heavy schedule today. I am looking forward to see the show tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, Max.
All right, everybody. This is Max Cavalera, Cavalera Conspiracy, Soulfly. You listen to the Metal Messiah Radio on IPEX Switching Hour. Oi!
Okay, guys, I'm back, Pedro Karaoke, and I want to tell you guys something special. I am doing a song tonight called The Beautiful Peoples, and I want you in a chat room or something. Drop me some emails. Like they say, drop it. I don't know why everybody's dropping somebody. Send me an email, a chat room. Say, you like a Max Cavalera cover, Marilyn Manson, or Pedro? Let's go Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson from Second Owl, Antichrist Superstar, 1996. Jump up and down. Do like a pogo, jump up and down. Stay in one place. Bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang. Miss Wiggy gonna sing it. Miss Wiggy gonna sing it. Bang, 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 bang. Bang 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 bang. Okay, play this. And I don't want ya, and I don't need ya. Don't bother to resist, or I will beat ya, I beat ya. It's not your fault, that's your always wrong, Miss Wicked. The weak one's there to justify strong. The beautiful Peppa, the beautiful Peppas. It's all relative to the size of your steeple, like a penis. You can't see a forest for the trees. Can't smell your own shit on your knees. Oh ho 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 ho. There's no time to scream and hate every other hater that's in your way. Hey, you, what do you see? Something beautiful, something free. Hey, you, are you trying to be me? You live with this man, it's hard to be clean. Oh. Oh. The ones who live in every host, it's hard to pick ones to eat the most. The horrible people, the horrible people, it's atomic as the size of your steeple. Capitalism has made its way. Old fashioned fashion will take it away. Hey, yours, what do you see, guys? Something beautiful, something free. Hi, you, are you trying to be mine? You live with this man, it's hard to be clean. Oh, 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 oh. It's all time to the cream and I had ever a heart and a wife. Now guys, this guy Marilyn Manson kind of ripped off everybody. He's like a remake, like a throwback to like an Alice Cooper. Because like Marilyn Manson, he dressed up like you know, like a horror guy, and he also like Satan, and he also have a female name like an Alice Cooper, you know. He was like an Alice Cooper for the 90s generation. A lot of fat kids and a lot of people like that, they were like, hey, I don't fit in, but this guy is cool. But I don't really think Marilyn Manson is that cool. He just appealed to the young kids. And he like ripped off a lot of bands and stuff. And you know, this song says, what's the size of your steeple? Is the steeple a penis? He says, you want something free? You can get an album download for free. Beautiful people, beautiful people, beautiful people.
What are you, beautiful people?
Beautiful people. It is like I love all the beautiful people in the chat room. You know, everybody's beautiful at Metal Messiah Radios.
You beautiful people!
It's not the size of the steeple.
All right, little cunts and fucks on IPEX Witching Hours. Okay, you guys heard the Pedro's version of Beautiful People. I think he did a better job than Marilyn Manson. What do you guys think? We are now end of the show. You heard Max Cavalera's interview, part two. I hope you all enjoyed it. He was very honest and being straightforward with the interview, and I really enjoyed doing it. Please stay tuned for next week's special show that I'm preparing for our favorite holiday, Halloween. So check IPEC Switching Hour Facebook, and I will have it posted, whatever the fuck I'm going to be doing. There you have it. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. Now you...